Are we ready? Sure you want to put it here?
Are you gonna say bad words?
Probably.
Probably.
Him.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time for public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Right. Move on to approval of the minutes for September.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Aye. On to the approval of the agenda for October 12th.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Why is number two repeated from last?
Laura must have forgotten to leave.
Okay, that was it. All right. So we can exclude that from here. Thank you.
Motion to approve.
No. Second.
All there.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Information on the receiver report from Creech Air Force Base. Anyone from Creech?
I don't think they're here.
Metro.
Present, sir. Officer Down with Metro Police. Sergeant Marlowe asked me to step in tonight. He's been, the last couple weeks, 24-hour days practically, so I'm here to relay or answer any questions you might have. Nothing dramatic to report. I know we have some initiatives that we're taking in town here. We've written some significant tickets over the last couple weeks, trying to cut down, there's some speeding and stuff like that, so we've laid out a couple hefty tickets, which really helps. We've been across the street, if you've seen us, at Code Pink, and there was some action there. Most of the protests were done civilly. There was some people that ended up going to jail, though, and we handled that business. And then I think that concluded this morning. I think they were gone, so that was the end of the activity for, until the next crew shows up. And other than that, I don't really have anything to add to the business, unless you've had any questions for me.
Yeah, you said some significant tickets. I mean, more so than normal. I mean,
we're keeping the volley of tickets going. We're trying. There's speeders. There's people that are abusing their privileges and going into the desert and coming onto the city streets. And when we catch them, if there's, we're using the maximum amount of pressure we can to get them within compliance with the law. There's been some vehicles towed and stuff like that because they're so far out. So, using our discretion to make the best environment for the town.
Excellent. Okay, stay on them.
Thank you. Good tips help.
Yeah. Anybody that's
saying they're not legal cars and they're just driving them out in the desert?
If there's a not legal vehicle being street driven and we can get it, it's gonna be talked to go through. Sergeant Marlowe has a very low tolerance on any activity like that.
Excellent.
Any questions?
Yes, sir. Yeah, last Saturday we were having a flag football game at the high school football field down here. Uh-huh. There were some people in a razor. I didn't recognize them. I don't even know if they were from here. And they were target shooting right behind the school.
I responded to that.
Okay.
Yeah, they were 0.7 mile out in the desert, facing south. They're away from the highway. That's an area that they can shoot.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Well, when they started shooting, they were on this side of the hill, right by the detention basin, and then they moved on farther out.
I don't know if somebody approached them sooner, but when I got there, they were out there. Like I said, I gauged it at 0.7 miles, which made them a legal place to fire weapons. And I appreciate the phone call, and always take that information seriously. And of course, so give us that stuff, we'll chase it down if at all possible. So I respond to that call. Thank you for doing this. So they were actually firing into a cul-de-sac, if you will, at the base of a small hill at a proper angle. There was two folks firing.
When I first saw them, a lot of people saw them, they were shooting into the hill away from the school, but they were really close.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if somebody advised them, hey, you're too close, and they moved or something, but so since it's something I need to observe.
Were they people from not here?
I'm sorry?
Were they not from here?
No, they were.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Thank you, officer.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Nevada Highway Patrol, Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department.
That's you, buddy.
I actually haven't been getting very many calls this month. Had a few. Not too much different. Switched out one of our smaller vehicles with a loaner because we're getting a brand new one eventually. And then next year, we're supposed to get a new tender, apparently. I didn't know that. And then, I don't really use the one we have much, but I guess if we needed it, we would need it. And we're doing some live fire training next week. That's about all I got. Always looking
for
people.
Where is that?
It's going to be at the prison. It's going to be Indian Springs, Cold Creek, and Mount Charleston all at the same time. Doing a it's a burn trailer they bring down from Wendover, I believe. I don't believe we've gotten any new members active right now, but we're looking for people actively. That's all I got. Anyone has any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Basically, it's the same thing. I made like a monthly log in case anybody wants one. You know, we have the coffee talk Wednesday, the sobriety on Thursdays. The flag football's going through the rest of the month up at the high school, starting at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. Town board bingo is next Thursday, and then we are having the Halloween festival on October 27th from 5 to 7. High Desert Seniors are doing their chili cook-off during that time. And then after that, we will do the trunk or treat. So that's about all I have.
When's the trunk or treat?
October 27th.
Yeah,
it's right out here in the parking lot. And what I told him is we have an event that runs from like 5 to 7. So if you guys can make it, because he said he was going to try, just be here about 7, and we'll save a place for your car to pull in.
Cindy, is that the same as Miss Kim, or is that different? Do you know?
She normally has hers on a Saturday. This is a Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why we just stuck with it, because she always had hers on a Saturday.
Wasn't sure. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, this is the third year in a row we've had it on this holiday, so we just kind of thought, you know, keep it consistent.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Indian Springs Schools?
Laura left me some information. So homecoming is tomorrow. Great Nevada Shakeout Drill. It must be an earthquake drill. That is the 19th. 10th graders are doing PSAT testing on the 25th. Nevada Day on the 27th, no school. And there's a mobile pediatric center, medical center, that's going to be here on the 30th. And there's Halloween parade at the elementary school on the 31st.
Yeah, that mobile medical unit, I mean, that's something I think we're all hoping that they'll keep coming out.
Yeah, it says Medicine on the Move, bringing care to your community. Medicine on the Move, a mobile medical center is scheduled to stop by your neighborhood Monday, October 30th from 9 to 6 at the school. On this date, we'll be offering pediatric services only. So there's information here if anybody wants it. I'm going to contact them and see if they'll come to my other towns, because this is the first I've heard of this, so sounds like a great idea.
I think they're just trying it out. I think eventually we'd like to get some type of regular mobile clinic out here for everybody. Seniors and everybody.
Yeah, so pediatric means under 18. It doesn't say.
It says pediatric, though.
Yeah, but it says on this date we'll be offering pediatric services only. Yeah, so pediatric is,
I think it's
18
under 18.
Under 18. So yeah, it does not specify.
That's it for the school?
That's it for the school.
All right, Clark County Administration.
That is me. I am working with the Family Dollar guys. They're running into two roadblocks with the roads, with the drainage of that area. You all know that's a problem. That area is a problem with underground pipes and stuff, so I am working with them and Public Works to try to figure out what needs to be done there. So we're moving ahead. They're very excited to get going and get building that. They want to tear that building down, but they have to work out those drainage issues. So we're working on that right now. And if any of you are interested, that same group that's building that is opening a Tractor Supply in Pahrump. So if you've never been in Tractor Supply, it's awesome. So that's exciting, and it's in November.
So the Family Dollar people own that Tractor Supply company.
They build the buildings and then lease it back to the company, and Tractor Supply just happens to be one of them. I'm just very excited.
So Family Dollar will not own this property?
No. I think what happens is the developer builds it and they get a 10-year lease.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
But it's, I know the one, when I talked to them about the one in Sandy Valley, it's a 10-year lease.
So it's a design-build type property. They offer the property and offer to construct the building to fit the need of the business.
I believe so. I believe that's how it works. I'm not a business person, so I don't know, but that's my understanding, is that they build it with the understanding that Family Dollar will agree to do a 10-year lease so that it's worth their time to build the building.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, I just talked to him last week, and the developer, and he's super gung-ho. We just got to get some of these things worked out. And I don't think I have anything
we
else
don't,
tonight.
We don't have any target type date or some kind of date that they're shooting for to get going, or?
Well, I think tomorrow, but they have to get these things worked out.
Is it that they're waiting for the design to be approved or coming
no,
up with?
No, the design's approved.
No, I mean the drainage design.
The drainage, we got to just get together and figure out what they're going to do, what the county's going to do.
Right, because it's a county road.
And a lot of those improvements that are under there are old.
Right.
So it's got to figure out if they're still viable, if they're still there, if they still work.
I thought they recently replaced all of the 12-inch line, sewer line, all the way down to the intersection and down and across the street to the new pump station.
Sewer is not the issue. Water is the issue. Drainage and water.
So the water line, the underground water?
I don't know if it's water lines or more drainage
storm
to drain.
Storm drain. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's a sanitary sewer there.
I'm very familiar with the storm drainage and stuff. That's why I'm asking here. Is the issue because of the accumulation of the water and they cannot decide where or how they want to disperse it? Because the natural drainage that is already on that property that where the Terrible Hearse is supposed to occupy, they have to maintain the doggone flows through the doggone area because everything accumulates in that one area. So they're going to have an underground culvert that's going to carry everything across that property. So are they coordinating anything with Terrible Hearse?
They coordinate with the county, which we are the ones that make sure everything gets coordinated. We're looking at both projects so that we can coordinate everything together.
And who's doing the design on the drainage? You don't know. You don't know if the county is doing it itself or if they have a private engineering?
Well, if it's for the project on site, it would be a private engineer.
So the off-site, all that's going to be done by NDOT?
That part of the road is county. That, the frontage road is county, so it wouldn't be NDOT.
Okay, okay.
But they'll work with our internal engineers, our drainage guys will work with their drainage engineers to make it all come together. So I'm just helping to move that along a little bit.
Okay.
Someday.
Where are we at with the apartments?
They were supposed to be here tonight, and I do not see them. So, I can't make them show if they're not here, so.
This green light, Nevada Power canceled there or whatever, and so they should have no obstacles in their way anymore.
Right, I understand that, but we need to talk to them. That's business, and I know you bring this up every month, and
I do.
You're frustrated. I know,
I do.
But listen. I know you're frustrated, but the county has no way to make someone do a project.
Well, no, I know.
So they're supposed to be here. It was on the schedule. Their planner contacted them. I don't know why they're not here. I don't know. So it's unfortunate. Maybe they got the wrong time, so maybe I'll just keep talking. Maybe they'll be here at 7. But they're supposed to be here.